Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right, 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling rivalry.
No, no.
Sibling rivalry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling rivalry.
That's good.
I want to talk about zapping brown spots on my face.
Good, because I'm going to do that very shortly.
And how it's like one of the most satisfying things you could ever do. Mm. As you get older, what I've decided is that before I do like a show, because I'm about to do this Netflix show, that I'm just going to zap every spot I've ever had on my face. But now I can't go anywhere.
Are you
I covered them.
Oh,
can you see them?
No.
It's pretty intense. Like
say that word again.
Intense.
You were like intense. You're like, it's pretty intense.
Pretty intense.
No, I know. I'm going to go to Dr. Diamond.
You
and have
love
my whole face
your
done.
Doctor. He's the best.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He's going to like.
Oh, he's going to scrape the whole thing clean.
Oh, interesting. That you're going to love it.
I mean, look at how many. I have so much sun damage.
Yeah.
Just because growing up in the sun in California, we didn't have any clue.
Well, you also should get some brightener.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Like a brightening.
I'm going to go do a Morpheus.
Oh, no, don't do that on your...
I've done it. It crushed it. I'm going to do a PRP, vampire facial.
Wow, Ollie, I'm so proud of you for talking openly about this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, bring on the filler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
Filler's kind of yucky.
I don't know, whatever he wants to do.
You know what you
bring
should...
Bring on some
you know
top
what's
Botox.
A really,
I don't
you know
care
what's
anymore.
A really interesting injection is the new hyaluronic acid injection.
I don't know what that
and
is.
And you know what? We should have Nurse Jamie on.
Oh, that'd be
and
good.
We should have Dr. Diamond on. We should revel in them.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because people want to know.
Yeah.
They want to know what.
I don't think it's taboo anymore either. I mean, I think everyone.
No, I wouldn't say taboo.
Well, meaning it's an open thing.
It's like a perfume. You don't always reveal what you're wearing.
Yeah, but if you're smart, you know that every single person, actor and actress, musician, whatever, most of them have done shit to their face. Not in a bad way.
No.
As upkeep.
I'd be shocked to know which one hasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Diamond does a lot of celebrities and he would never reveal who, but we know that there's been some like big male names that have come through his office, probably.
Yeah, and I think too, like as anything, as we evolve, there's just everything's different. It's like a new facial, like a what used to be like a facial with like some, you know, some sort of muscle, you know, when they, what do you call it? The things that work the muscles. What do they call them? That tightens the muscle. It's like a type of, like microcurrent.
Oh, right.
Like that used to be,
hot. The
thing. Yeah. Now it's just, you know, injections.
I'm going to get Botox. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. And I'm going to look great.
I love it.
I'm still going to be a man. You know, because that's what I said. I'm going to say, like, I need to look masculine. I still want to look masculine.
Right. You don't want to. You want to move.
Of course.
You want to have preventative Botox.
Exactly.
But let's talk about skin texture for a second. Before we get into this, by the way, this has nothing to do with who we're talking to.
This is like literally 180.
I just had to talk about it. And
no, I
feel like,
I'm getting crepey.
Well, I was just going to say, like, skin texture and taking care of your skin obviously starts with food and hydration and water and all those things. But like you're saying, we grew up in the sunshine. Mm-hmm. We actually, the sun damage is a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I've got just so many brown spots.
I was feeling insecure about them, but you don't even see them.
I don't see them at all.
Great. Then we don't need to talk about it anymore.
Okay, fine. Forget about it.
Oliver, I'm really excited about today's guest because it's another wild DNA story.
I feel like we're hearing more and more of these. Yeah.
Story
of the
GNA.
Yeah, it's another interesting story.
More and more of these stories, by the way. You're starting to hear them all the time. Like there's fucking like sperm wild. Flying around everywhere.
There's so much flying sperm.
I mean, for
can
real.
Can we please animate that?
Yeah. Good.
for our post.
Good idea.
Yeah, it's wild.
It is.
And you know, I don't want to like, obviously let's not, you know, reveal too much of what we're about to talk about, but this idea that it's so available and that one person can just have so many kids.
Yeah.
It's just.
And we'll get into it, but I want to get into the screening process as well.
Yes, we'll get into that.
Yeah, because that's where it gets a little bit dicey. Mm-hmm. But let's hear the stories.
Great. Well, we're going to talk to Jacqueline Frosolone.
Is it Italian?
I mean, it sounds Italian.
I think you're just making everything Italian. It doesn't sound American.
Well, Frosolone.
Giuglenge. It doesn't matter what it is. Frosolone.
Frosolone. It sounds like it's like provolone.
Let me say how it's spelled.
And do you pronounce provolone provolone?
Provolone. I mean, I think anything Italian has an A on the end.
It's like when Stanley Tucci is like, a zucchini. You're like, can't you just say zucchini?
That's what he does on his show.
A zucchini.
A zucchini.
It's like I love you, but just
zucchini.
Okay, so Jacqueline Frosolone. Jamie LaRose and Maya Alana.
Alania, yay.
All of whom are not Italian. No, but these are three sisters who discovered each other. And there was an article in USA Today that just captured our imagination and our producers at Sibling Revelry. And we were like, let's get these ladies on and let them tell all of us their story.
Open the door.
Why did we do that?
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Ollie.
Yeah. So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and you throw a lot of parties.
Yeah.
You don't really. I mean, you've got your core group of friends.
I do throw a lot of parties.
You do throw a lot of parties.
I love a party.
You need a signature cocktail that's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's also actually nice to have a signature cocktail that's ready to go when you don't have a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just nice to have something in your fridge when you get home from work and you just want a drink.
This is true.
But you know why I like this brand of tequila?
Let me guess. Can I guess? Yes. Female founded.
Yes. I love a female founded spirit because there aren't that many of us.
I know. And 21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easiest margaritas ever. They're smooth. They're fresh. They taste amazing. And they're not too sweet.
No.
I do not like sweet.
They're not overly sweet.
Yeah. And they're infused with real juice.
Yes. I love women. I love supporting women. So.
Two sisters, one friend.
Listen, if you love tequila, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
It's a fun time of year because everybody's starting to gear up. You've got spring break happening soon. You've got summer happening soon. Everybody's thinking about their vacations. My number one source for where I might even go in the world, Airbnb. I've got spring break. I'm shooting. I only have 4 days. Where am I going to go? I go on Airbnb and that usually is like, oh, there's a good house. I love that. Let's stay there. If you are someone who travels a lot or even has an empty room in your house, consider hosting on Airbnb. It's a lot easier than you might think, and it's also a great way to make some extra income. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi.
Hi.
So why don't we start with you? And I believe that.
Well, first we got to talk about her last name.
Oh yeah, Frozalone. Is it Italian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Frozalone? Like provolone, yeah. But Frozalone.
Yeah, it autocorrects to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like Frozalone. I like to add the A at the end, if that's okay.
Yeah, it is fine.
Okay, good.
And is that so were you the one who started this process of finding out kind of, I mean, the article was sort of based on your story.
Yeah, I had no idea they were going to do that.
Okay, great. So why don't you, well, it was a fascinating story.
Yeah,
so,
it's unbelievable.
So
yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Take us through how it all started. How did you, know.
Oh, geez. Well, we're in contact with this woman. Her name is Laura High. She's all over TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and she's also donor conceived. And she found our sibling pod through, I think, one of the other siblings. And she did interviews with us like 2 years ago. She did interviews with a whole bunch of us. And then since then, she's been contacted by outside people trying to get our information. And she asked me a couple months ago if I wanted to do a podcast and if I could get any of the other siblings to join. And I was like, yeah. So I asked around, found a few that were honestly willing to do it. And we did the podcast and it kind of just like blew up from there.
Wild. Okay. So take us through how you discovered that, first of all, that was it your mom had a sperm donor?
Yes. Yeah.
And obviously anything you're uncomfortable talking about, just say you're uncomfortable talking
about it.
But take us through how this all happened and how you found out that you are a product of a sperm donor.
Okay. All right. So I always wanted to take tests whenever they started coming out. I was like, oh, that's really interesting. I really want to know my ancestry more, like, you know, because I always told me I was 75% Italian. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I ended up moving out. I took a test and I didn't tell my parents, didn't tell anybody. I just like took it. And then for Christmas, I gifted my sister and my sister, not my dad. I don't know why, but I just gave the two, my mom and my sister, tests for Christmas. And I was like, hey, I took one. If you guys want to take them, you know, here you go. I got you some. And then I got my results. And January 1st, 2021, like Happy New Year. I was all alone. I opened up the email and I'm like, okay. I look and it's got all these siblings. And I'm like, who are these fucking people? I'm like, what did they do with my DNA? Like, I really thought it was fake when they said that DNA could get flipped around and used by random people. I was like, okay. So I'm looking, and you can click and see where their locations are. And my dad's a hunter. So he goes around, he hunts in different states. And they were all like states he hunts in. And I'm like, this motherfucker's a cheater. I go, this, mm-hmm. he's been cheating on my mom.
He's had seven million kids.
They were all younger than me. And I'm like, this is awful. Oh my God. So I message every single sibling. There was like 15 of them. And I'm like, hey, I think we have the same dad. No shit. It's not like my mom gave birth to all these children. So one girl finally messaged me back and she's like, so you don't have any idea what's going on? I'm like, no. I'm like, we all have the same dad, I guess. And she basically told me, she's like, yeah, you're from a sperm donor and we have all these siblings, blah, blah, blah. There you go. And I was just like,
did you confront your dad when you found the results from the test? Or your mom sort of saying, holy shit, what is going on? Or was it almost too scary to open up that Pandora's box, I guess?
I sat there for about an hour, kind of just contemplating. And then I went upstairs and I woke my girlfriend up at the time. And I was like, I'm freaking out. Like, you need to calm me down. And my sister lives down the street from me. So she called her and she's like, you need to come here. Jacqueline's freaking out. So she came over. I tell her, now she's freaking out because she doesn't know if she's my dad's kid or if she's from a sperm donor, or if she's even like full sibling to me. Which turns out she's not. Mm-hmm. She's actually from a different donor. So
really, after,
and your
sister didn't know that any of this either. So this was kept a secret from you guys.
Wow.
And she's 8 years older than me, so she was 30 when she found out.
Okay.
And so your father,
she wasn't,
isn't biological.
No.
But was this something that he was aware of?
Yes.
Okay. So they knew, but they didn't want to tell you guys.
Yeah. They didn't tell a soul, not even their own parents.
Right. I was reading your mom actually burned the documents. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was a klepto, so she needed to like hide everything, get rid of it.
Okay.
So the confrontation, how did that happen? When did you gain the courage to do that? And did you and your sister do it together?
No, I did it alone. It was that day, probably later on in the day, because I found it around like 7 a.m. in the morning. And it probably wasn't until like 2 in the afternoon that I ended up calling her. And we have a good rapport. You know, we're close. And I called her up and I was like, hey, when were you going to tell me I came from a sperm donor? You know, trying to lighten the mood because I knew it was going to come off rough because there was no warning that that was going to happen. And just instant sobbing and tears. And we never wanted you guys to find out. And we didn't want the relationship between your father to be ruined. And just a whole, yeah, I felt really, really bad.
But how was it for you? Did you feel like disconnected from your dad? Or did you just, like, were you able to reassure him that... Or were you just upset that they didn't share the information?
I honestly wasn't upset at all. I was like kind of happy.
Right. Okay.
So I was like, that's kind of fucking cool. Like,
right.
How many siblings did you find out that you have? How many do you have? And I know we're going to talk to your other like donor siblings.
Yeah, wherever they are.
When they figure out how to get on. But like what? You know, what did you, how many do you have?
There will never be an actual number because we have no idea how many are actually out there. Oh, welcome back.
Hi. Are these all siblings?
Yes. It's Jamie, Maya, and Gianna.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. Amazing.
Wow, there's a lot to unpack.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having us on here.
Yeah, this is
an honor. Really,
this is so. This is so fascinating, you guys.
Where are you guys now? Where are you?
We're in New Jersey. We're all from New Jersey here, but we did not grow up together.
You found each other.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. You're all saying yes and yeah at the same time.
Do you? I'm okay. I have to.
And well, now okay, you're well, all sisters and your homies, like your great friends.
Yeah. Yes. How long have you three, they're all together for those who are listening and can't see this, but how long have the three of you been known that you were sperm donors?
I've known my whole entire life. My mom always told me. My mom's a single mom.
Okay.
She was very fluid. And I have a twin brother, which is their brother.
Okay. Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. So she had a sperm donor and had twins.
Yes.
Amazing. And you guys?
I've known my whole life because I have lesbian parents. And one mom had me with the same donor that we share. And then also had a son who's 2 years younger than me. So also their brother. So I've known my whole life. I can't hide it from that. They were
women. Wow.
But as far as having hundreds and hundreds of siblings, that part I did not know.
So. What about you?
Yeah, so this is Gianna, by the way.
I'm Gianna.
Gianna, Jamie.
I'm Maya.
Maya. Okay.
We have Gianna, Jamie, Jacqueline, and then Maya.
Gianna, Jamie, Jacqueline, Maya.
Hi. I'm the eldest of the group. I'm like one of the oldest siblings in the pod. I'm 25. So I found out when I was 16 that I was donor conceived, but then I didn't take a test till I was 23. So
okay,
a little bit older for like the norm of this kind of thing. I was not told until I was 16. So I kind of went much longer than these girls had. Like, I didn't have the same privilege of knowing.
And your parents, are they still together?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, my dad couldn't have kids for a very terrible reason, but they still wanted children. So then that's where they went to our biological father.
Okay. So when you know from the beginning, obviously there is no shock. Maybe the idea that you have hundreds of siblings, correct?
That was the shock.
That's the shock, right? Yes. And that's kind of scary, exciting. But you are okay from a psychological standpoint because your parents were open and honest and upfront with it, right? Well, yeah, so Maya, were you fucked up a little bit about this?
I feel like in my heart, I always knew that like my legal father was not my biological father because we just don't fucking look alike. And we don't behave alike, but my mom is adopted. So it wasn't like a weird thing to like not be related to someone and still consider them family. So I was fine. When I was told, I was still fine. Surprisingly, I was more so eager to find siblings, but because I already had such a strong familial support system, I wasn't looking for like a dad or like another parent. I'm very blessed and privileged in that way. But I was like, I'm an only child, and now I have potentially siblings out there, which at 16, I didn't fucking know I'd have over like 120, especially in a concentrated area, which is why I think it's a privilege that these girls knew because of the obvious dangers of not knowing who you are related to. But in all, I consider this like a large blessing in a lot of ways. Life is what you make it. And I just like to make up for lost time because I wish that I knew these girls like, in my life. It would have been really nice, you know.
Yeah. And how did you start that process of sort of reaching out, you know, through your curiosity? How did you find everybody?
Well, I guess you should start. Yeah, because
So this started last year for me in the beginning of 2023. I saw my family, my biological family, and I was immediate. Wow. I was like, there's no way I'm related to you guys. So I was like, let me do a 23andMe.
Why not?
Yeah. So I did the test. It came back, and in the beginning of the year, just like Jacqueline, I was like, okay, like I always knew I had siblings. My mom was like, oh, it's 25 of them. And then I saw all the siblings from the father's side, and I'm just like, oh, okay, it's still going. And then I connected with a few of them. One of them was Maya. We got in connection, and then, yeah.
Wow.
I am 23, by the way. Like I said, I had gay parents, so I've known about this forever. And before like 23andMe, I still haven't even done 23andMe or anything like that. I only know because when it was 2005, so I was 5 years old, my parents put in our donor number and matched on a donor registry site with other siblings' parents who had done that at the time. By the time I was old enough, I was about 10, I matched with my first sister. They let me meet her. And it was all cool and fun. But at this point, it was like, every year was 10 more siblings, 10 more siblings. I mean, it was just like, at first I'm thinking there's going to be 10, and then it turned into 100, and then so on and so on. And how I kept meeting them was that we then took those who knew each other from the ancestry site. I meant to say the donor registry site, and formed a Facebook group. And anytime a new sibling would come in, it'd be added there. And that's how I just kept meeting new ones. And gosh, it was.
Are there regulations?
No.
So zero. So explain that. Your parents.
There's screening, but it's bad screening. Correct. I mean, yeah.
Our parents
like STD screening.
That's it.
Yeah, that's about it.
What about genetic screening? You know, yeah. I mean,
nothing.
It's self-reported. The last time that I was notified.
Yeah.
And no one, nothing's ever being reported.
It's all self-reported, and they're not verifying any information.
Right, because it's just up to the donor to sort of say, no, I'm good, clean bill of health, guys. Yeah, take my blood, check for some herpes, I'm good, here we go.
Well, and hold on, you said that you're all very sick, but what do you mean by that?
Mental, physical, yeah. And the thing is that every sibling I ever get to know growing up, it's like there's always multiple common illnesses that were shared.
That's not normal in general. It's very niche shit. It's like very obvious, you know. Yes. We try not to like read into things too much, but like we can't ignore like very obvious patterns. Mm-hmm. Like if we all have like a fucking heart condition,
is that something that runs with the siblings?
Yes.
In connection. Yeah. And then what was the other thing you said, honey?
I have gastroparesis, so my stomach, the nerves in my stomach are partially paralyzed. There's different levels of it. I can still eat somewhat, but like it's not good. And I share that in common with a couple other siblings. And I was born with horrible digestive system, and that's very common amongst any sibling I've gotten to know, actually. So I think just depending on our own lives and how like the things we eat and the choices we've made, it all developed a little differently. But
and our mothers, because again, we do have different moms.
But like my mom does not have any of the problems that I have, yet I share them with all these girls that I have the same dad with. So
That's so, and can you actually go to the site where the donor and share these things with them? I mean, so that this is made aware.
It seems like there needs to be
more awareness,
and someone needs to expose this, not like, you know,
as
sibling rivalry, like hard hitting exposés, but still, I mean, this, the fact is that there is a genetic situation happening due to the lack of screening, physical, medical screening.
Absolutely.
That's very easy to do. Well, I don't know that how easy it is to do a genetic screening, but seems like that would just be standard, you know?
You would think.
To add to this, none of us have been in contact with our father, but I have spoken to his brother, our uncle, and they, both our father and him and their sister have found out that like they're like in their 30s, they developed acid reflux, joint issues, but like it wasn't, to this day, it's still not reported.
Yeah.
So we're all in the dark. If I never talked to this man that happened to come out of the woodwork, we never found our uncle, I wouldn't even know that.
A lot of us struggle with like immunocompromisation, things like that. But things where you go to the doctor and they're like, well, there's clearly something wrong with you, but we can't exactly figure out what it is. So we're all very used to living in limbo and just not knowing. And like, I kind of find comfort in that at this point. But me and Gianna specifically, do you mind?
That's okay.
This is Gianna. Can I show like on my
page? Yeah, just put it up.
So this is Gianna's hand.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then this is my arm.
Wow.
And then this is my face. So, and obviously that's not nice to look at.
And it's eczema or whatever we
Dermatitis. Hormonal. We all have PCOS. So we get cysts.
Wait, can you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
It's my leg.
That's not wild. Something you just walk down the street and like everybody has it. That's clearly like a niche thing going on.
Yeah. Are your parents involved in this and trying to get to the bottom of this?
Some.
Mine aren't.
Not necessarily.
Mine are.
Some parents, some not.
Mine are pissed.
Jamie's parents are
so in it.
Yeah, they're, but again, they started in it. They were like, you know, they laid the groundwork for us.
Do you blame your donor? I mean, I wouldn't call him your dad.
Well,
do you blame your donor?
I don't actually. we don't really blame him. Because imagine being a 25-year-old.
He was my age when he started.
That's what I mean.
So and imagine being a 25-year-old man and you need money. Yeah. You know, I don't think he did it because he cared for giving like lesbian or gay lesbian parents. Yeah. You know, I don't think he cared much, but I think he needed the money. And you know, you're not going to be too in depth into your health and because it shows, I think, like four generations down the line of like his health, his side of the family. But it's all self-reported. And for men, they don't really get as sick as women. So a lot of the men in our pod, our brothers, they don't really are affected. And if they are affected, it's very little and they don't even realize.
Wow.
But for a lot of me, like a lot of my sisters, like we have skin disorders and we have gastro problems.
PCOS.
We have vocal atrophy.
We're a vocalist like since childbirth. And then, you know, we grew up and like we're in our 20s now and like we have paralyzed vocal cords. I'm getting injections into my neck with my own blood platelets to try and be able to do what I've done my entire life. We just have like aged, like, you know, as you get older, but for our case, everything happens like in rapid succession. So now at 25, I'm out of the job I had my entire life from a genetic predisposition that, I mean, how would they even know?
What was the job? You were singing?
Yeah, I'm a vocalist professionally, and like so is Jamie, you know. And obviously that's a major hit, not only from a business perspective, but like that's where our heart is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it affects more than just like our work.
Wow.
Do you feel at least comfort in knowing that now you can pinpoint where these things come from? And
I feel like I'm not crazy. I feel like I'm not the problem.
You're definitely not the problem.
You know,
I find comfort.
But one thing I also wanted to say, aside from health, is that he thought our donor thought he was 100% Italian, and my mom thought she was gonna get a 100% Italian.
Jacqueline's
The thing is that he himself didn't know that his father wasn't his father. And so I went on my 23andMe, and the only reason why I'm Italian is because of my mother. But I'm German, I'm French, I'm Russian, I'm assuming. West Asian.
French German, baby.
Let's go.
Yeah, and like,
he's not Italian
at
all.
He's not Italian.
Basically not.
Wait, hold on. He's not Italian. I know you've said this, but he's not Italian because he didn't know who his father was.
So it's very loose. Exactly. It's very loose. It's all self-reported, and there's no real test to really get these banks. And I don't want to talk.
We shouldn't even know this. Like the things that we have figured out have been from other siblings.
Oh, God.
Getting curious and like going and finding him and. Like when I first joined the pod, I was immediately contacted by our other siblings, and they showed me where our dad lives, what he looks like, his legal name.
Does anyone look like him? I mean, it's funny because you guys all.
Oh, you do. I got two nose jobs, so we've come a long way. That's it, though. No filler, just the nose jobs. Gotta be honest out here, you know?
We all look like our moms, honestly. Like, for the most part, like almost all of us. But then, like, you look at his face and you see, oh my God, wait a minute, there's that.
It's dad's smile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Do you spend a lot of time together?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And if we could spend time with Jack
and your sisters,
we would, but they're so far and it's a hassle.
Yeah.
So are the four of you guys very tight and as far as the big pod goes, you four are the closest, at least. Are there other pods within the pod? You know what I mean? Other groups that are super tight?
I don't like that.
No, but we are open. Like we're open. We accept anyone that wants to come in, and no toxicity here.
What is allowed now that you four of you would like to see change? Like, is there anything that you would actually, I mean, you're talking about it, and clearly this is a complicated scenario.
Yes, ma'am.
And is there anything you'd like to see change?
Limits on how many children can be born from one donor.
Because, and I have a story. I have two stories. So I completely agree with Jacqueline. There should be a limit. and there's not. And that is an increase of incest, and it's scary. And not only from us, but if we were to have kids and our kids have kids and we're all so like concentrated in one area, unless you moved out, it's scary. And it's so scary. And here's my two stories. Jamie's brother,
who's also
our brother,
just as related.
I lived a block away, or not lived, I'm sorry. I went to elementary school a block away from their house, their grandparents' house. And a few months ago, I found out that I'm a server. So I served my brother a burger, and I didn't even know he was my brother. I just found that out yesterday. And it's honestly, it's shocking and it's insane how like we can pass each other on the street and not even know we're related. And if I stayed in the school system that I was in, because I didn't, my two elementary best friends are best friends with her brother. Her brother's name is Johnny, our brother. So I was best friends with Johnny's current friends. And if I stayed in the system, I wouldn't have known that that was my brother unless we talked about it. God forbid, you know, something happened between me and him. We wouldn't even know.
Well, that's what I was about to ask, you know, as far as, do you guys have boyfriends or girlfriends? I mean, or is that... You do.
And this is where I come in. So I'm a lesbian. Mm-hmm. And obviously that means that like when it comes time for me to have children, my girlfriend and I, we're going to have to go through some kind of donor, whatever. I definitely have my opinions on where I would be comfortable getting, you know, that kind of stuff from. I don't believe going through a bank is the best or... best societally, like, because again, I don't want to contribute to the larger issue, which is like possible incest. Since my mom is adopted, I'm donor conceived, and my children will be donor conceived. It's like my children are going to have like first cousins, second cousins, third cousins, hundreds and thousands of relatives that it's like, it's almost cruel to bring a child into that kind of situation. So what I can do as a mother when I want to become one, which I do, is that like I would like to do something more private. So like I would prefer as a gay person to go to a dude who wants to do things for like lesbians, you know, you feel me? Like,
but there are more ethical there's ethical private out there,
motherfuckers, you know?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I do know people are doing it right out there. But when it comes to the conventional places,
the like, banks, they're the industries, banks, honey.
Yeah.
Also, I would also like to note really quick, just for my story as well, as I'm one of our sisters, so one of the closest sisters to me, is also a lesbian. A lot of our siblings are lesbians. I mean, there's a lot of us, so of course there's going to be gay people in our family, but because the lesbian community is already so small, my girlfriend that I've been with for over a year, we share a place together. One of our sisters, tried to holler at my girlfriend. Like, it's very common. Like, you'd be surprised. So, like, my girlfriend has seen many of my sisters on dating apps. I'm sure we've seen our own siblings on dating apps.
What's the screening process for something like that when you are living?
There is none.
Yeah, that's what I know, but I'm saying you're like almost living in fear of intimacy because, oh my God, am I going to be with my sibling?
I just want to say that I think that, you know, it's a very good cause to fight for more regulations with sperm donors. Like you guys, and hearing your story and talking about this, the only people who can actually move the needle in that are people like you who are in the scenario and it's happening and has happened to you guys. And you're, you know, discovering all of these new things and you can really speak to it. I mean, that's, I can't even believe, I didn't even know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was, that's yeah, not I mean, something I'm aware of.
The limits is.
And then I wonder, like I asked before, you know, is it state by state regulations? Like, is it different? Is it more controlled?
I don't know if it's a federal thing. I have no idea. I'd have to look it up.
Do you guys know?
No, I do know, but like different countries, like Australia and UK, they have a cap. You can only have like 10 kids per donor, something like that.
Because they're smart.
Yeah.
but it might be at the state level, which would, you know,
It's such an easy thing, though, essentially. When someone is donating sperm, they're doing it in an area that you know will be populated by your seeds, so to speak, because those are the people who are going to be going, right? I mean, so...
But it's a business. So
no, I know. There's money involved.
Exactly, yeah.
But why, you know, why not put a cap on something like that?
We can't say where we're from because we'll literally be like, someone's going to knock on our door, probably. Mm-hmm. But our bank is not in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. It's actually quite far.
Yeah.
Which goes to show, I'm sure there's some kind of like human science behind the commonality we have is like we were expected to have like an Italian father. And like Jersey people, we love Italian. So you would think, you know what I mean? Like it makes sense that like New Jersey, New York, you know, we're all kind of like, we want an Italian father. But our bank is not in New Jersey.
Wow. Okay.
Well, my parents literally wanted to go to this place because they were like, oh, if there are siblings so that my kids will never run into them because it's so far. Well,
I mean, maybe it goes, do you have any idea or are there records of the donor and what the sort of statistics are on his sheet, meaning like elite athlete, like the hottest man in the world. Like, can you just lie on these things and just be like the Superman?
We were lied to.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Ladies, we're going to ask one more question, which is what advice would you give to others who might find themselves in a similar situation as you?
You're not alone. There's way more people out there than you think going through this exact same situation. It's ridiculous.
And would you encourage them to reach out and try to find their siblings?
Speak out. We're being silenced by other siblings. That's why nothing has come forward yet. That's why we're like the first ones.
Yeah. You're actually the second sibling. We interviewed another.
They were older.
They were older.
Yeah, they're different. Just
and they also have how many siblings?
65.
65 siblings.
Wow. We got me.
100 times two.
Yeah.
I love it. That's
that you guys have come together and sort of found each other and have become not only siblings, but best friends and advocates for each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People. It's dope. It really is. And I think that you as young people have an opportunity to expose this and shine a light on it because it does seem a little bit crazy. It's hard because you want to be an advocate, but you also want to just have your life and not. But if you do sort of see how this is potentially ruining people, and you're seeing this mental illness, you know,
and you're all of it and not knowing, you know, we should know what our genetic makeup is. And it helps us. It helps our profile and like how we can be the healthiest we can be. Like we now know that we can take these genetic tests and really understand how to take care of ourselves. And, you know, they should be screening those things.
Yeah, I know.
It kind of goes without saying.
It seems weird. But
I would encourage, I'm just going to say, I would encourage you to find out if it's a federal, if it's at the federal level for the, I'm going to assume it's at the state level for the regulations, but if it's crossing borders, if it's crossing state borders, then
it seems like the Wild West. It's like sperm flying everywhere. Just the Wild West
of
sperm.
That's why it's so hard to talk about because we don't even really know what we can and cannot say.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you guys giving a fuck because we need help. Like it's, you know, it's going to be a collaborative experience. I mean, y'all don't want a bunch of incested motherfuckers running around.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's a human being issue. Like it's a societal issue.
Human rights. Basically.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for giving us.
Well, thank you guys. This was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was a whirlwind.
I'm in shock.
Oh yeah.
It's so fun to interview young, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what was really interesting too, is we did have on another guest.
They were older
mm-hmm. and it was a completely different conversation, obviously. Mm-hmm. When you're 25 and going through life and figuring shit out.
Yeah, totally different.
This makes total sense.
Yeah, it was a Gen Z whirlwind.
But very articulate.
And they have a really good, you know, you can very articulate.
Yeah, very articulate, smart.
And they
girls,
have a great, like, I mean, this is a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the same state.
It's so weird.
In the same little city.
Yeah. And
the fact that she was saying that she's serving a burger to her brother.
Yeah.
And like, she could have been like, hey, you're super cute. Like, can I get your number? Or, you know, you just have no idea.
And her bank was many, many miles away, apparently. Can't say where it was. Remember, it was not in state.
This is the whole thing is mind blowing.
And then all of the genetic disorders, you know,
it's not,
with all of the eczema and the skin issues, and then how it was more female driven.
And you would think that with science today that there has to be, you have to do a genetic test to find out what those genetic things are.
Yeah,
so that the woman or couple or man, whoever is getting the sperm donor, you know, needs to know what they're getting.
Yeah. I mean, with many siblings,
I don't even know how to.
100% two of them have slept together. There's like almost 100% chance.
Which, by the way, she's right. That's a human rights issue. That's incest.
That's crazy.
That is
incest is illegal, I think. Correct.
It's also just. Could you imagine falling in love with your sister? What if Aaron was your half sister?
Oh, that'd be so terrible.
Oh, Oliver.
What?
Disgusting.
Of course.
She's an idiot.
If she was my stepsister, then it would be kind of hot. No? Still
also
bad?
So gross.
Okay.
No, but seriously, like, I'm serious. This should be protected in some capacity.
There's got to be something happening. You know what I mean? There's got to be someone fighting the fight.
I think it's really brave of those girls to be talking about it because it's true. There's a lot of regulations. They're probably not supposed to be sharing this information.
Yeah.
And like Jacqueline said, it's like you're not alone and there's a lot of people out there and it should be stopped and they need to take care of each other. You need to know who your siblings are
so you don't stop them.
Well, also, like,
I mean, for the most part,
it's also a health thing. You know, it's like when you go into a doctor's office and they ask you about your family's medical history.
Yes, that you need to know.
Now you're going to have 200 people to write down.
That's secondary
medical history.
Secondary to shtupping, though. That's number one. And you need to know so you don't have a shtup where you're like, okay.
Oh, God.
Let me just put that out of my head.
Talk about sending some people into like a tizzy.
Forget about
it. What is that? I don't want to. Tizzy. Sending tizzy. Someone into a tizzy.
I know. You're like back in 1930s. Uh-huh.
I'm like, hold on. I've got to go get an ice cream from the ice box.
Give me a highball before I have a tizzy.
Anyway, I thought that was absolutely fascinating.
That was great. Really fascinating.
And all right.
Peace.
Peace out.
Peace.
When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. With us, you'll find patience, compassion, and attention to detail that is second to none. We're your local Dignity Memorial provider. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.